So wasn't there a second grand jury looking into the bombing of Judge Nelson's car?
Yeah, we had that first one in September, and then there was a second one that took place like in February. I could be wrong. Again, keep in mind that it was like trying, from our standpoint in law enforcement, to keep generating, trying to find something by subpoenaing different people and so on like that to see if we'd get a different result. As it worked out, I guess it was just as well. The grand jury can only operate on the evidence that's there at the time, like any jury, so I don't have any quarrel with either of the jurors. As a matter of fact, I would give them a slap on the back for approval of how seriously they took the job.
There was this lounge, the in-court lounge that was bombed?
Yeah, matter of fact, somebody thought that was a message for people in the courthouse.
It was near the Tulsa County Courthouse.
While that jury was going on, that grand jury. The in-court lounge was on the east side of Denver, and at the opposite end of the block where the YMCA is, I can't think what street that would be, about 5th Street probably, I mean, a little shotgun bar. They put a bomb out there, and they made a bomb out of fertilizer like they use in some of these bombings, like Oklahoma City, I believe. It broke some windows in the courthouse and so on. I don't recall that we ever determined for sure who did that, but I do know there was speculation somebody was trying to send a message to the grand jurors. Well, I don't know if that's what that was or not.
So am I right? We never convicted anybody in the attempted assassination of Judge Nelson's?
That is correct. Nobody was ever tried on that.
Do you have a speculation as to who did it?
Oh, well, these guys did it.
These guys did it. You know that.
Same. Oh, yes, definitely.
But you never had enough evidence to try them for it.
No, had enough evidence, but it was a matter of, I've got Lester with a life sentence, another life sentence plus 10 years. I've got him with 30 years. I've got him with 60 years. And since we can't get the death penalty for the murder and little so-and-so, it seems to me like our resources could be better utilized. There's no question in my mind, if I wasn't convinced of somebody's guilt, I never tried them. And I think that I would probably even have a higher standard than maybe a juror on occasion. Now, people say, well, then how come people were acquitted? Well, because the juries, they may have felt like there was a reasonable doubt based on their interpretation of evidence and so on like that. But you got to be cautious in those things. But no, based on what I've been told by all the witnesses that I used in those trials, as a matter of fact, like in trying Albert McDonald down in Durant for the trial of murder reps, part of the evidence we showed was the bombing of Judge Nelson's car. That was part of the motivation. I had to show that. With our LaSalle, we get into the same motivations. So in a way, the cases were tried, but not separately. But I thought economically, Albert was dead. I couldn't get him. Lester, and as it turned out, I think probably from a financial standpoint, it was just as well that Lester die in the penitentiary.